I was at my door at this time of night. During a storm, no less. It's cold. Go away. Please and thank you. I'm not buying anything. Wait, what? Yeah, let me get the door. Come on in. Hurry. Hi, there you are. What are you doing here? Well, couldn't you have, like, visited after the storm passed? It's freezing outside, right? Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's nice and all, but... Okay. I'll stop interrupting. What do you need? Yeah, I figured it's the least I could do since you trekked through a blizzard almost to come see me. I'm not exactly close to the village, you know. What? You lost your home. I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? If you don't mind me asking. Okay. Well, I understand why. It doesn't make it right by any means, but it was either that or lose the home completely, right? Which, don't get me wrong, I'm not making it okay for them to do that. That's still wrong and horrible in every sense of the way, but I try to see things from every angle. Now, what I can do for you is let you stay here. Why wouldn't that be a good idea? Okay, I love you too. It's a bit forward of you just to come out and say, but... Now why are you freaking out? You're the one that said it first. What, so you can just come out and say it, but I can't? Uh-huh. Listen. I thought you were supposed to be the smarter one. You know, Neko's being the smarter one. Okay. Anyway. Yes, I love you too. A lot, actually. You're cute. You're sweet. You make me happy. Really happy. So much so that I want to be with you. I was planning on telling you next week, actually. I was making something to give to you as well, but you beat me to the punch, I guess. I'll still give it to you when it's done, but... Yeah. Anyway. A little late for gifts now, isn't it? It's fine. But, yeah. Since we both love each other, there's no problem, right? You can stay here? Perfect. Because I'm not sending you out in the storm. Nor will I be giving you stipulations to stay here. You can just stay. I'll invest in a means of transportation that gets you to the village faster than walking, because that's a bit of a walk. wagon, I guess, would be our best bet. Living in a mountain village doesn't leave us a lot of options. Especially when you live kind of away from it, like me. No, I don't think it was okay to get you out. It was wrong. And you know what I think? I think if they come asking for help from you, you should show them the door. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was actually about to lay down before you started knocking on my door. No, not sleep. I lay down, and then I toss and turn for a few hours, and then I fall asleep. It's like a ritual. No, not really. Well, sometimes. Yeah, you don't say. Well, I think that I would sleep better if I had you in my bed with me. What do you say? It's a cold night. Really cold night. And the best means of staying warm is body heat. Yes, I have a fireplace, and it's going. And it'll stay going all night, but humor me. Thank you. Okay. Well, follow me. Yeah. Right over here. Okay. Yeah, it's a fairly large bed. I'm a fairly large person. Well, I want my full body to fit on the bed. I don't want my legs hanging off the edge. Come on, climb in. Comfortable? No, I'm not here. Let me get more comfortable. There we go. What? Didn't expect me to get a latch on to you? Well, I'm going to. Keeping you warm. And I'm glad that you like the sound of my heart. What? Does it beat for you? No. It beats because it's getting blood flow and I'm alive. What? Were you expecting some cheesy romantic line? Don't pout. This heart beats because I'm living. I'm living for you. So in a way, I guess it is beating for you. Is that better? You look a lot happier now that I said that. Oof. Oh, fine. I'll say a lot more cheesy things to you, okay? My pinky promise. I love you too.